So we're all clear about just the playing field and all. One of the things that's getting not enough attention is the trial of Kyle Rittenhouse. He was the young man who was decided to go to Kenosha, Wisconsin, carrying a rifle. He was attacked by a couple of pedophiles, not sexually attacked, but they tried to kill him. One of them was probably trying to throw a Molotov cocktail-laden backpack at him. He was chased down the street. They intended to beat him, and he was forced to defend himself with his rifle. Killed one guy, shot another guy's arm in half. The trial audio is revealing, and, well, we'll just play it for you. You be the judge. We'll get started right after we check traffic with Right Way Traffic.
Good morning. If you're leaving Everett, heading into either Bellevue or Seattle, it's a one-hour travel time. Federal Way to either Bellevue or Seattle, 45 to 50 minutes. This report sponsored by Dell Technologies. Dell Technology Advisors are here with the right Windows, PC, and tech solutions, so you can stop at nothing for your customers. Call an advisor today at 877-ASK-DELL to start a similar experience with Windows 11 Pro. That's AM770KTTH Traffic. Traffic, I'm Emery Martin.
Live and local on AM 770 KTTH. Your independent conservative host, Todd Herman, welcomes you to the Todd Herman Show.
Climate change is posing a major national security threat. But a key pillar of the president's climate program, the clean energy program, is going to be dropped because of opposition from Senator Manchin. And you come from a state that has the most glorious environment.
Today is the day the Lord has made. These are the times through which God has decided we shall live. Remember, it's not a completely uncontrolled, open, overrun border. It's with 200,000 encounters per month. That's the national security threat. It's not a former president, Barack Obama, who let the Taliban and Hamas interact with and work in concert with Mexico-based narco-terrorists to smuggle people and drugs into the country. It's not the 60, 80,000 Afghans we brought into the country with no vetting. There's been no vetting done. Are you kidding me? No one's vetted anybody. Brought into the country, we already have assaults and accusations of a female Air Force officer. I don't know if she's an officer. A female Air Force member being raped. We've got all that's not the national security threat. It's certainly not all the supply ships waiting off our coast in a country that's about to experience its first major issues with empty shelves that it's experienced in, well, 40 years. But this time, no one has gardens. Very few people have gardens. Very few people have food storage or access to food. That's not the national security concern. It's not a national security concern that we have a fake president who's running nothing and everybody knows it, leaving us to wonder who exactly is in charge. That fake president's family being wholly owned by several countries, none of them America, one of them China. That's not the national security threat. It's not the fact that that fake president, on orders from the people who run him, has gone to the most elite of the elites, the special forces and Navy SEALs, saying, you guys can no longer be activated unless you get injected with an experimental gene therapy, which is more likely to make you sick than to do anything to stop the virus, because it cannot stop the virus. That's not the national security concern. It's not a national security concern that police forces across the country are being decimated with political activity aimed at defund the police, the children being taught to hate their country. That's not the national security concern. It's not the national security concern that we've allowed a domestic terror group to receive up to $1 billion, the founder of which, one of them, has purchased a $2 million home in Topanga Canyon, California, all for the pleasure of going around the country, getting cops murdered, attempting to murder more, burning down buildings, breaking apart stores, destroying family businesses, etc. ad nauseum. That's not the security concern. It's not the national security concern that in Portland, for over a year, little baby cannon fodder people practiced taking a police station using welders and circular saws in order to burn the cops alive or kill them, all the while backed up by logistical support, legal support, drone support, tactical support by people who are clearly experts in how to shoot, move, and employ military tactics. That's not the national security concern. Nope, it's the weather. That's Andrea Mitchell. But don't worry, we don't live in a controlled media environment or nothing like that. What we live in is theater. We live in theater. It's the Truman Show right here. I mean, you're not on camera. I'm not at this point. But we live in theater. We have the man who gets to call himself Attorney General of the United States, Merrick Garland. And this isn't about him targeting parents for going to school board meetings, which he's still doing. He just says he's not going to call them domestic terrorists. He's just going to treat them like that, treat us like that. We have a guy who gets to call himself the Attorney General of the United States. And this is his focus right now. With everything I just mentioned,
redlining contributed to the large racial wealth gap that exists in this country. The practice made it extremely difficult for people of color to accumulate wealth through the purchase, refinancing, or repair of their homes. That discrepancy in wealth is clearly reflected in current home ownership rates. Today, a white family is 30% more likely to own a home than a black family. This present-day gap in home ownership rates is larger than it was in 1960.
You know what else is larger than it was in 1960, Merrick Garland, who can barely string together seven words without stuttering? Because you know what you're saying is wrong! It's not because you're unintelligent. It's because you know what you're doing is wrong. You know what else is at higher rates? Welfare to black families. You know what else is at higher rates? College attendance for black families. Oftentimes, in the percentage of young people who aren't yet ready for college or who may not be someone who should go to college. You know, I didn't finish even a year of college. My daughter's unlikely to go to college, and she's going to be fine. College has been overrated for two decades. Right now, it's severely overrated. Those things exist as well, and they have contributed, Merrick Garland, to the lack of homeownership with black families, including the policies you guys have of, well, you can have your welfare or a father in the household. Which do you choose? That was your party, Merrick. That's his focus. Racial division. And that's not stuttering. That's a guy going, I can't believe I have to read these words. I should be dealing with Department of Justice stuff. Redlining's been illegal for 50 years. Thank God. But it's theater. Let's do a contrast and compare to put this in more focus. That man could come to Washington State. That man could come to the separate country of Washington and say, you're going to do something about the cartels, or I'm going to. He could come to Washington State and say, you have to enforce the laws. You don't get to have people running wild in cartel business and sex trafficking. He won't do that. He could say, we can't allow a group to exist with the sole expressed purpose of destroying the country, traipsing about the country, taking money from companies who have been woke or have had their head forced down into the dirt, thereby taking the knee. We can't have that. So instead, he focuses on this. Merrick Garland has refused to tell the Senate how many FBI agents were embedded in January 6th. Refused. The guy who is in all likelihood a Fed who started all of this appears to be the guy who got started the people who went into the Capitol. Some of them broke in. Interestingly, they were all masked. It's impossible that they would be FBI employees because the FBI would tell us, oh, those were our employees wearing masks. And that's why Jaden X was there, the guy who's the admitted Black Lives Matter Incorporated agitator. That's why he was apparently with that group, according to his videos. So Ray Epps, Revolver News has revealed, is a Fed who, as they put it, appears to have led the very first attack on the Capitol. A Fed. One of the bosses at Revolver News was on with Tucker Carlson. Beatty is the last name. Was on with Tucker Carlson. And he went through this with Tucker to make people aware of this.
20 seconds before the very first breach of the Capitol, this individual, Ray Epps, whispers into someone's ear. Then 20 seconds later, we have the very first breach. So he's everywhere. And as you pointed out, very curiously, Ray Epps is not indicted. It doesn't seem like the feds want him or have any interest in him, although they did. They had him for a while on their most wanted page until Revolver.News did a report.
When Revolver.News did the report on Ray Epps and included audio, as I recall, of Ray Epps saying, "We've got to go into the Capitol. We've got to seize it. We've got to break in." And the crowd was saying, "Fed, Fed, Fed." Two nights in a row, he was trying to encourage people to break in. Then they wiped his face from the most wanted list. Disappeared him. But Merrick Garland is focused on redlining that was outlawed some 50 years ago. That's Merrick Garland's focus. Because it's theater. Everything real is erased. Everything fake is promoted. It is a real fact that these injections do not stop the COVID flu in any way, shape, matter, idea, faction, or form. It is almost certain it's making things worse. The Israeli data shows you're 27 times more likely to be hospitalized if you've had both the injections than if you have natural immunity or if you don't even yet have immunity. You just didn't get the injections. Everything real is hidden. The critical race theory in the schools, the perverse pornographic sex ed in the schools is hidden. What's promoted instead is what's fake. What's real is hidden. What's fake is promoted. A man whom everybody knows is not running anything does press conferences in a fake White House, a soundstage. I've yet to see a reporter say, "Why are we doing this in a fake White House? Why aren't we doing this in the real White House?" A woman whom we're told to refer to as vice president, whom we're told is working hard to secure our border, effectively refuses to go there. That's hidden. The fact that the booster shots are going to make things worse if you simply follow the data from Mongolia, from Vietnam, from Israel, from Massachusetts, from Maryland. 40% of the deaths, according to the former director of the CDC, 40% of the deaths are now people who have gotten the mRNA injections. That's hidden. Things that are fake are promoted. Kids need for these injections or the idea that they can even benefit from them. Hidden. The Kyle Rittenhouse trial. Great example of this. Now, to frame this the right way, if you decide to go be someone who defends a city and you decide to travel to that city and you're going to confront two domestic terror groups and you take your rifle with you, you're deciding to prevent private property being destroyed. Number one, understand what you're signing up for. You are signing up to perhaps be killed by Black Lives Matter Incorporated and Antifa. It's no accident. It's not happenstantial that they have pedophiles and mentally ill people and career felons in their midst because that's who they recruit, because they use the recruiting methodology of Hamas. It's exactly the same. The Rutgers University study. No, it's not Rutgers. It's Rutgers linked study that looked at the recruiting methods of Antifa and Black Lives Matter and how do they work? Found out they compare directly to Hamas. They go after the same disaffected people. and they calm the people into saying, you're soldiers now. Your instincts, your enjoyment as a felon of beating people up, now you're gonna be rewarded for that and probably paid for that. So it's not an accident. If you decide to go into that and defend private property, you are obviously risking your life, hence the self-defense. You are also signing up to be targeted by the party. I'm not saying don't do it. I would defend my city from attacks by these people. They tried it in Coeur d'Alene, Idaho once, and it was funny. The Antifa vans drove into downtown Coeur d'Alene, and there were about 400 people armed on the streets. And they had shot callers on the streets. They had former military putting people in the right positions. They had people communicating via radio. I saw a woman. She had an AR, and she had a tactical shotgun and a couple of sidearms. And someone talked to her. She said, "Oh, I'm only 4 years out of the military. I never thought I'd have the responsibility of fighting in my own city." But and she was ready to do it. Antifa pulled up in the vans and said, "No, let's go elsewhere. Let's go back to Seattle or Portland where they let us do this." When you sign up to undertake those activities, you're signing up to, unless you're in places like North Idaho, to be targeted. Kyle Rittenhouse is on trial. And here's some of the audio. During the trial, the state, the prosecutors trying to put Kyle Rittenhouse in prison, had some interesting interpretations about what he was defending against. Rittenhouse, who went to Kenosha, Wisconsin, and you remember Kenosha being burned to the ground. Listen to this.
And if there were any evidence in this case, and I would love to hear it, because I haven't seen it, if there was any evidence in this case that Mr. Rosenbaum physically attacked anyone else that night, chased anyone else that night, assaulted anyone else that night, threatened anybody with a weapon that night, we can talk about that. But I don't hear any evidence to that effect. All we're talking about is arson. We're talking about being loud and disorderly. We're talking about, you know, being...
I can't believe some of the things you're saying. I mean, all we're talking about is arson. Come on.
That's the judge. I can't even believe some of the things you're saying. All we're talking about is arson. Come on. That's the judge. And remember, this was the home of mostly peaceful riots on CNN. Everything fake is promoted. Everything real is hidden. Have you noticed the sweeping wave of stories in the national media about people being disappeared from the economy of Washington State? Have you noticed the national focus on cops and firefighters being fired and teachers and nurses being fired? Have you noticed the focus on Department of Defense employees being disappeared from the economy and armed forces being disappeared from the economy? Have you noticed all the human interest stories about the sudden unemployment of people who had previously secured jobs being stolen from them? No, but Alec Baldwin shot some people. And the new Simpsons episode took a year to create. And the Wall Street Journal's providing some panic porn about COVID. Scientists have discovered that COVID is spreading as people eat on airplanes. No, they haven't. I guarantee there's no method of being able to track transmission during an airplane flight between two people enjoying a meal. You can guess. I guarantee it's modeling. It's trash. Need not be read. Everything real is hidden. Everything fake is promoted. This is more from the Rittenhouse trial. This is the prosecutor arguing against, he doesn't want the judge to show video evidence of Kyle Rittenhouse, the people who assaulted Rittenhouse. They don't want this context in the
There's
trial.
Another point that I want to make, Your Honor, that is akin to what you had said when you ruled against us on the CBS video and on the fight at the lake. You believed that there was no factual commonality between those prior events and what the defendant did on the night of August 25th. What I'm hearing the defense say is, for example, Mr. Rosenbaum started fires that night. Well, that has nothing to do with the allegation that he chased after Mr. Rittenhouse and tried to physically attack him. Arsonist or alleged arson has nothing to do with an alleged physical assault. There is an argument that Mr. Rosenbaum was shouting racial slurs. That has nothing to do with the physical assault. There's an allegation that he's telling other people at Ultimate Gas Station to shoot him, which clearly is different than what was going on with Mr. Rittenhouse. He clearly didn't want Mr. Rittenhouse to shoot him, so I don't see that there's any commonality there. So this is bad character evidence, Your Honor. This is an attempt to tell the jury Mr. Rosenbaum's a bad guy and deserved to die. That's really what it is. He was an arsonist. He was a rioter. He was starting fights, or he was not starting fights. He was starting problems. He was disorderly. He was loud. He was whatever. Therefore, it was okay for the defendant to kill him. That's really what's going on here, Your Honor. And that's not at all what.
It's actually not. The fights at the lake, etc., were different incidents. This was immediately prior to Rosenbaum attacking Rittenhouse, throwing a backpack at him. I'd love to know what was in that backpack, because one of the tactics of Antifa is to put Molotov cocktails in backpacks. If it had been that and exploded next to Rittenhouse, they could have burned him severely or killed him. As I recall, Rosenbaum also had the advantage of being a pedophile. Probably going to hide that as well. Notice this just leads the news stories. In our controlled media environment. We'll come back with the Todd Herman Show. The Seattle Times has another attack against my friend Dory Monson. They want him gone because Dory speaks the truth. They can't have that on a big radio station like Cairo FM. We'll talk about that when we come back. Thanks for listening to the Todd Herman Show. By the way, the text line is 800-465-8770 if you want to talk with us. This man, I feel like a... everything I'm going to say about this would be biological, but that's not anything anyone needs while drinking morning coffee or having breakfast. But I'm backed up with news. I like radio shows prune juice this morning, and I'm not trying to see I didn't even need to say that. Let's pretend Alex said it. It's Alex's last week. What's he going to do? It's last week. My friend's producing the show. Man, guys, that's going to be an emotional Friday. I'm giving Alex heads up. I'm going to have him do a monologue on Thursday. Man, I don't know how I'm going to make it through the personal note on Friday, saying goodbye to my friend. Another friend of mine, Dory Monson, has been targeted again by the Seattle Times. Dory is more than capable of speaking for himself. I will tell you, I don't know what Dory's told the Times. So I can't say that the Times is lying about everything in this piece, but the very first thing they said is a lie. This is from their tweet, Seattle Times. Dory Monson, the controversial Cairo FM talk show host, wanted to coach a big high school girls basketball team. No thanks, said the school district, citing his divisive tweets. No, that's not what happened. Eventually that happened. Eventually, but that's not what happened. There was a whole bunch of stuff that happened before that, and I talked to Dory privately about this, so I'm not going to disclose what we talked about in private. But I'll tell you right now, that is far from the whole truth or even context. And the divisive tweets, you know what they were? He interviewed a young woman in high school who did not want to see the mascot of her team changed. She didn't want to see it changed. For wokeism. And Dory called the changing of the mascot name silly. That's the divisive tweet. The Seattle Times goes, it's a 23-paragraph story. Maybe it's more, I just counted here. 23 paragraphs as I count. They wait till 18, the 18th paragraph in a 23-paragraph story to say this. For 8 years, ending in 2017, Monson was the varsity girls' head basketball coach at the other Shoreline High School, ShoreQuest. The team won the 2016 Class 2A state championship, and his fellow coaches named him Coach of the Year in that division. They wait to the 18th paragraph in a 23-paragraph story before Eric Lacidus decides to write that. And once again, Eric Lacidus has decided that Dory is controversial. He has decided that the tweets are divisive. This is a newspaper that celebrated Antifa Stan as a place where there was a free house band and chalk art. This is a newspaper that celebrated the destruction of their own city. This is the newspaper that refused to report on the Black Lives Matter Incorporated background of a guy who led to the killing of a cop in Bothell when he shot at both cops. And I will tell you something. I used to work at Cairo back in the fun days of Candy, Mike, and Todd. And no, we're not going to bring it back. I know there's lots of... I heard from a friend of mine in radio way back saying, what are you doing? In any case, I don't want to go back down that road. I've worked at Cairo. I've seen the text lines come in. Every host there is controversial. Every host there is controversial to somebody. I'm controversial to some people, even who listen to the show. Even within conservative politics, I'm controversial. If you create opinion, you're controversial. They'd never refer to their editorial writer, Danny from the paper, as the controversial editorialist, and yet they know he's controversial. They have a woman they hired to do nothing but race monger and race bait. She's controversial, but they would never call her that. The point about burying in the 18th paragraph of a 23-paragraph story, these facts about Dory is its context. Because you know what else he did? He brought that team from nothing to state championship. You know what else he did? He cemented lifelong friendships with the girls he's coached. You know what else he did? He united a team that is racially diverse. You can look at the photos of the team. You can see that Dory brought none of his politics into the basketball world. You can see that he recruited coaches that were racially and intellectually diverse. You can see that he had success building human beings and young girls into young women and young women into women. You can see that he wasn't the least bit controversial as a coach. You can see that he was completely loved by his team. Oh, maybe people said, oh, Coach Monson's mean because if you're late to practice, you don't get to play in the first half or the first quarter. And you have to run extra wind sprints because Dory will not abide lateness. You know, he's a friend of mine. And you know, there was an attempt to disappear him from radio, and people stood up to such a degree that if you fired Dory, we're gone. And our company made the correct decision to bring Dory back. Absolutely correct. And this was over another controversial tweet where Dory suggested that there's no biology behind the idea that men are women. That's incredibly controversial. That there is no scientific rigor behind the fiction that that men are women. Man, that's how can you say that? And Dory says in his interview, one of the quotes that this Eric Lacidus decided to use was Dory saying, who's next? The bus driver? Is the bus driver the next person we're going to attack? We're going to fire janitors? Maintenance personnel? Because they said something on Twitter years ago? This is a so-called news organization calling for the silencing of a media colleague. I truly believe the Seattle Times is an enemy to the people of Seattle, the people of Washington State, and an enemy to the United States of America. I truly believe it. And I'm not going to call for them to be shut down. I believe the Stranger aids in sex trafficking. Just look at if you're an adult, take a glancing at their business model, which is to push pornography and prostitution in the back of their publication. And I'm not calling for them to be shut down. They should be investigated for aiding sex trafficking. And if they're found guilty of that, then they should go to prison. But not because they publish. So congratulations to Eric Lacidus at the Seattle Times, who is no longer a journalist. You wrote an editorial, son. That's an editorial, son. It is a controversial editorial, son. And Eric, you should be fired by your own account. By the own tone of your story, you fired yourself. You've said something controversial on the website of a former newspaper. So I'll expect you to self-censor and self-fire. Right? Isn't that the way the game works? We'll come back with just a few more things on the Todd Herman Show. They got Ron DeSantis. He's out. Canceled. Alex was just telling me the breaking news. They got to find some way to get DeSantis. So I don't know how far back this goes, but Alex is telling me, what's the story they found on DeSantis that he put, let me guess, he put COVID positive patients, old people, into old people's homes and killed them? Was that it? All right. So he manipulated the way deaths are counted to make the COVID appear 60% worse in order to lead to a targeted shutdown of key portions of our economy and the shutting down of anything that grows humans and the promotion of anything that makes them sick or kills them. Was that it?
No.
All right. So he contributed to he sent Florida taxpayer money to a lab in Wuhan, China, to do gain of function research on viruses that was then created into the COVID flu and then allowed or accidentally or sent around the world in order to institute a complete and utter shutdown of Western type democracies starting in March 2021 with the Great Reset.
No.
I'm running out of stuff. He put a dog on the top of a car in like a $3,000 container with a heater and its own windshield when they moved the family.
No, that wasn't it either. That's not the headline.
I'm stunned. What is it?
Exclusive. Ron DeSantis partied with underage girls at drinking party while teaching at Georgia school. It's an old picture, too.
How long ago was this?
I don't know. At least a decade. It looks like he is young.
Now, in the photo, is he sniffing him?
Nope. Just smiling and holding a drink and got his arms around three girls, I think. Looks like he was just having fun. I don't know.
All right. I'm not a fan. Just everybody's clear. I'm not a fan of teachers drinking the beer with the students. And I've never have been. Because it can lead to bad places. I'm not saying it did, but that's what they got. After all this you know what? That's what they have. So now, how long until I wonder if they could get that fake professor who went after Kavanaugh. You know what she could do? She could come back and go, you know what? I had it wrong. It wasn't Kavanaugh. It was DeSantis who drove the rape train against me. She could come back and she could testify and say, I'm sorry. I screwed this all up. I was a student and Ron DeSantis brought his friends in and they did a rape train. I guess second bite at the apple. But all the footage of Biden. I like that strawberry shampoo. I didn't mean to grab her special parts. I was searching for weapons. I don't want her to attack my dead son, Bo. Something like that. All right, they got DeSantis. Let's get into a thing that we call...
Just a few more things.
A quick arrangement of news-like items laid out in the sequentially ordered list, thereby inserting some order back into a world being made purposely chaotic by the party. That's why we number the items. So ABC and CBS, they're completely ignoring the historic number of people invading the United States of America. And look, it's become invasion levels. There's, some 80,000 people on the way to crash the border. So I guess we get 16 seconds from them?
Bridge, another reminder of the record-shattering migrant surge. New data obtained by NBC News shows over 1.7 million undocumented immigrants were apprehended at the border over the last year, the highest total in American history.
Does that still work, the undocumented immigrant thing? I mean, even the victims... of NBC News, don't they know that means illegal? Does it still work? And is there a less honest phrase? Undocumented work. It suggests they're all workers. Undocumented cartel members and children and drug dealers and moms and dads, and some of them are going to get jobs illegally. But they're undocumented. But they're not. We just documented their existence. What President Trump say something about enemy of the who?
Thing two.
This is Circleback Saki asked about are Biden's nurses and doctors and watchers and handlers and people who inject him with the drugs so he can appear alert at some times. I have no proof of that. It just seems to make sense. Sometimes he's alert. Are they going to let him go to the border to see things there, Circleback?
He worked in a bipartisan manner with senators like Ted Kennedy, Harry Reid, John McCain, and others to push for comprehensive immigration reform. He does not need a visit to the border to know what a mess was left by the last administration. That's his view.
Peter, that was a bad decision that President Trump made to completely open the borders, to not enforce things, to let people rush the border and then bring them in, put them on airplanes and secret them around the country saying, okay, yeah, remember now I got a court date. Wink, wink, nod, nod. Don't forget to come to your court date. we don't care. But of course, it wasn't President Trump. It's the people who run Joe Biden. Top down, bottom up, squeeze the middle. Rush the lifeboat with people till the lifeboat sinks. Drain the economy of money. Let people in who do not have to get the COVID injections. Let them go about the country. They don't have to prove who they are. But let's take the Navy SEALs and say, you guys aren't deployable till you get the injections. Let's take away people's jobs at the Air Force bases and the Navy base. I have a friend of mine who's losing his security clearance because he won't take the injections. And well, let's do that, but let's all let all the undocumented angels into the country. Next up, in just a few more things.
Thing three.
Here we got Joe Biden. Another question for Circleback. So why did Biden say he'd been to the border?
Why did President Biden say he has been to the border?
Well, Peter, as you may have seen, there's been reporting that he did drive through the border when he was on the campaign trail in 2008.
Ah! There's been reporting that he did drive through the border in 2008. There's also been reporting that he's lucid and aware of his own existence. Next up, in just a few more things.
Thing four.
I'm not trying to mock him. It's hard. Show collides with my Christianity. I'm not trying to mock him. I'm mocking the situation. Next up here.
Well, Glenn Youngkin and Republicans are filling that gap that you're talking about with fear. What Glenn Youngkin is doing is, you know, talking about critical race theory. And let's be clear about something. Critical race theory is not taught in elementary schools, middle schools, or high schools anywhere in the United States.
That's, what's his name, Capehart on PBS, pretending that telling kids that all white people are evil is not being taught. And in fact, it is.
Thing five.
That's the last one for just a few more things today.
Beer,
get him a beer, everybody, and I'd love to buy you one as well on me in Yuma, Arizona. Thank you so much, James.
Yeah. And remember, Epstein didn't kill himself.
Okay, got it.
That's the Marine who stopped the corner store robbery. You've seen that video. It's amazing. He just reaches for the gun, takes it, and begins pistol whipping the dude. We'll come back on the Todd Herman Show.